Governor Charlie Baker has said that he and State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters first learned about the deadly coronavirus outbreak at the state-run Holyoke Soldiers Home around 9 p.m. on Sunday, March 29th. But new documents provided to WBUR cast doubt on that timeline. WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports.
Local union president Brenda Rodriguez heard about a lot of problems at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in mid to late March. Staff told her veterans were getting sick and dying, that there wasn't enough PPE in the building, and that management didn't appear to be taking the situation seriously. So on Saturday, March 28th, Rodriguez called HHS Secretary Mary Lou Sutters to escalate her concerns.
We had a discussion and I told her that there were multiple deaths and that I felt like it was a crisis and I needed to reach out and let her know and that we needed to have something done.
Rodriguez says Sutters was adamant that only one veteran had died at the home, but promised to get, quote, boots on the ground to check it out.
When I hung up from her, I felt confident that something was going to happen. I do remember distinctly feeling, oh, she's listened to me. There'll be somebody taking care of that tomorrow.
But come Monday morning, when news broke that the virus had infected the home and killed at least eight veterans, Rodriguez noticed something odd in the Baker administration's timeline. According to the governor, he and Sutters learned about the problem on Sunday night, 24 hours after Rodriguez's call. Again, here's Brenda Rodriguez.
To me, I was like, this is really weird because I know I made the call Saturday and I know I did an email on Saturday because I have the proof that I did it.
Rodriguez forwarded WBUR emails and screenshots from her cell phone, both of which appear to corroborate her story. Corey Bombrady, Rodriguez's colleague at the union, says it's not about getting credit for blowing the whistle. It's about the importance of an accurate timeline, because to date, 76 veterans have died from the virus in the home. WBUR reached out to HHS multiple times, asking when Secretary Sutters learned about the problem. We were referred to a statement that said, upon learning of the extent of the outbreak and the circumstances on the ground at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, an on-site clinical command team was immediately put in place and has assertively responded to the emergency situation. There are at least four separate state and federal probes into what happened at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. At least one of them, the one ordered by Governor Baker, should be out soon and will, in the governor's words, objectively speak to the who, what, why, where, and when with respect to that horrible tragedy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.